right before my dad was billeted to my grandparents' house in late May, early June of 44, Vanna von Haften came and asked my grandparents whether they would be willing to harbor a man to hide him who the resistance was trying to get out of the country. This was a man whose name is Ludwig Gehre, and he was involved in the Central Intelligence Office of the Nazi government. He knew the names of all the resistors, all the plotters, because of his job. He had been arrested in March and had managed to escape arrest and had been on the run ever since. And Vanna von Haften was trying to find a place for him to hide out just for a short time until they could get him out of the country or to another hiding place. So my grandfather said, "This is not for me to decide. It's entirely up to my wife," because obviously this was going to be even more dangerous than anything, any other form of resistance that my grandparents had engaged in up to then. My grandmother said, "Of course, we'll do that." They had a third floor in their house, which is where the maid quarters were, and there were two bedrooms up there, and Gehre was brought one night and taken up there and told not to leave the room. He was restless. He would go out in the garden and smoke cigarettes, and there were fences and vines and walls around the garden, but any of the Nazis who lived nearby could look into the garden. They could have seen him if they knew what he looked like. Huge danger. And he was there for about 2 weeks, which was much longer than anybody thought he would be there before von Haften was able to get another place for him and take him away. And while he was there, I think towards the end of his stay is the time when my dad was billeted to my grandparents' house. So they overlapped a little bit. Gehre left, and, you know, it's a huge sigh of relief, and the war continues on, and we get into July of 1944. So in July of 1944, my dad was ensconced in this position that he had sought because he wanted to do something against Hitler. He didn't just happen to be there. It was arranged through Mom and Vanna von Haften, that connection, and at some point in July, there was a plot on July 20th that people know about because it was the subject of the movie Valkyrie, and the operation was called Valkyrie. Originally, it was supposed to happen somewhere around July 15th, but for some reason that was canceled. So Dad is in that office. He was not one of the central plotters. He was not involved in the discussions about who was going to do what when. He was a reliable person. Vanna knew that, and Vanna would assign him things that had to be done that he could trust my dad to do as a member of the resistance. At some point in July, it was clear that something was going to be going on. But, you know, people like Stauffenberg and von Haften didn't even tell my dad the details because only the smallest group of people could know the details. Only those who really needed to know the details could know because the danger was so great if somebody were caught and tortured that they would give away everybody. And so there was a need to protect everybody as much as possible. In middle of July, Dad said to my mother, "Why don't you and your mother go to Austria and go to the mountains and have a vacation, get out of Berlin." And she complied with what my dad wished, and she took my grandmother and they went to the mountains in Austria where they had skied and stayed in a little mountain inn with people that they had skied with and got the news every day. And on July 20th, the innkeeper came running up to them and said he was not a Nazi. Unlike a lot of the Austrians, he hated Hitler, and he knew that my parents' family did too. He came running and he said, "You can't believe what just happened. There was an attempt to kill Hitler. Army officers were involved. They don't know if Hitler's alive or dead." And my mother's heart just sank. Later that afternoon, the news came across that Hitler had survived, and so the horrible feeling in the pits of their stomachs of my mother and my grandmother came back. My grandfather called that night and said, "Helmut is not home yet," and said a few other things in code so that my mom understood that he wasn't home yet. He was still at work, and she was really worried about what that meant. And what actually happened that night, on July 20th, he was put in charge of the people coming in and out of the home Army replacement headquarters, and he had to allow people in that had the Stauffenberg passport, which was a little yellow card, and make sure that Nazi-type people did not get in or were arrested. Around later in the evening, when it was clear that everything was falling apart in the plot and that Hitler hadn't die. Well, they knew Hitler hadn't died at five, but they still tried to carry through the what they had set up for this takeover of the government and the army. And Dad was running back and forth from the gate that where he was stationed, and he had people stationed around the other openings to the building, which included places in the walls that had been bombed out. And some of those people turned against the plotters and started letting in some of the Nazis. And a huge regiment came later in the evening, and Dad was in charge of a smaller group of fighting men, and he thought, I just can't tell this small group of men to fight this huge army guard battalion. They'll all die. During the evening and afternoon and evening, he was running back and forth upstairs to the second floor where the offices were, reporting on who was coming in at the gate, and he'd pick up a little bit of news up there. And at some point, Vanna von Hoften said, you need to go home. So Dad left and walked. There was no public transportation. It was night. You know, the city was really bombed out. It took him about 2 hours to walk home. And he talked with my grandfather about what he should do. And the options were, should he escape to the West or should he go back to work the next day, which would seem like he was innocent. He had been posted at the door. Nobody knew. I mean, really, nobody still knows that my dad was involved in this. The only people that knew were von Hoften and Stauffenberg, and maybe the three others that along with them were killed that night in the courtyard of the headquarters building. That's how secret everything was. And they decided against him escaping to the West because he'd likely be captured and killed by some, either the West or the Nazis. So they decided the best thing would be just go to work at the normal time in the morning, pretend wasn't involved or anything. And they spent the evening burning every photograph, every letter, every piece of paper that my dad had that connected him to my mom's family. My mom still has all the letters that he wrote her because she had hidden them somewhere that he didn't know about. So, you know, if somebody had searched the house, they would have found the connection, but that didn't happen. And then he went and he wrote mom a goodbye letter at 4 a.m. Then he went to work and showed up at his post. And in the typical German gentlemanly way of the gentleman military, a man came up and said, I need to bring you down to see so-and-so. And Dad got up and they went downstairs. And the man, in essence, said to him, I'm sorry, I hope you don't mind, but I need to arrest you. Those weren't the exact words, but it was something very polite like that. So Dad was arrested and he was sent to prison. And I don't think he ever knew what he was charged with the whole time that he was in prison, but there are a number of different things. So he was in prison from July 21st until he got out on April 25th of 1944, just about 9 months.